Well, a very good morning to you, and welcome to New Mexico in the Morning. Hi, everyone. I'm Tommy Reese, and before we get to our guest this morning, Jim Kelly, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, let's check your weather forecast for the region. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. It's going to be just nice throughout southeast New Mexico. It's just going to be a pleasant day today and tomorrow, just the same as the Eastern New Mexico State Fair continues there in Roswell. 907. All right, let's head to our guest this morning. He's been on the line. Good morning, Jim Kelly. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good to have you on the show. It is a pleasure for us to have you on New Mexico in the Morning. Of course, you're going to be here coming up on Saturday for a fundraiser for the Lincoln County Medical Center Foundation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. From what I understand, and I've been told that they have needed this for a while, and I understand, I get it, because they're doing the same thing here in Buffalo for a hospital, emergency room, a bunch of facilities that have totally needed it for years. So I get it. I understand, because the people in New Mexico need that, whether it's for, you know, emergencies or whether it's for, you know, infant care, baby care, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you been out this way before?
Yeah, I've been here a few times. I've been to trauma. I was friends with Al Unser Jr. many, many years ago. And I went to Elk Hunting there one time.
Yeah.
And been to trauma. So I've been a few places, snowmobiling. And, yeah, it's God's country. It's gorgeous.
It beautiful,
the mountains and everything.
You're gonna love Ruidoso down here.
I've heard. And I will definitely be the judge of that. And from what I hear, I will not be surprised, because I expect it to look beautiful. And that's every time I've ever been that way, I've always admired what I see, especially like Albuquerque and the air balloons. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that balloon fiesta, by the way, is coming up this weekend there in Albuquerque. It's part of the state fair. But I was talking to some folks here, and we're talking football, and I think your name came up. And I said, I bumped into Jim Kelly twice in my career. So you have. And it was totally, wasn't any interviews or anything. I said, last year, his daughter and my daughter graduated from Liberty University.
Yep.
And I said,
here.
Yeah. And I said, I bumped into, I didn't recognize him at first. My daughter's stepdad, he recognizes that's Jim Kelly. And I looked over there, and sure enough, and he went over there. I apologize. He went over there and posed a picture for his wife. And I said, oh, come on, that ain't cool, man. But, yeah, what did she so what did she graduate with over there, your daughter?
Yeah, she graduated with it was a couple different degrees. But now, you know, just like young kids, they totally have no understanding what you want to do yet.
This is right.
As a matter of fact, my youngest daughter, Cameron, is a sophomore there now, and my daughter Erin, who graduated with your daughter last year, is in law school there. So
I'll be darned.
It's exciting, and as a matter of fact, we're going there in a few weeks. But my daughters are on their way to Hilton Head for vacation. They got a few days off, and I do apologize to people out there. Hopefully, you can understand me, because I just had a procedure done with my mouth and my cancer test and all that. So I can't enunciate my words as good as I used to be, but it takes time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then when we got back to the hotel, he was just ecstatic about meeting you and taking a picture with you. I said, you know, I met Jim in 1986 for the first time. I said, what? I said, yeah, this is the second time I've seen him, and actually said a couple of words to him. And I don't know if you remember, I was on spring break, and it was in Daytona Beach. And they were judging a bikini pageant down there. And O.J. was down there judging that thing. Do you remember that?
96?
86.
Oh, 86. Uh-huh. Oh, I can believe that. Yeah, I definitely can believe that. Probably the back in 86, I judged Hawaiian Crop.
That's the one, the Ron Rice thing. And so I went to the bathroom, and I was telling him, no way. I said, I was there. And I looked over, you know, I was doing my business, and I looked over, there was Jim Kelly right next to me, man. That was pretty cool.
Oh, boy.
So that was the first time, Jim. Anyway, were you playing for the Gamblers back then, or you were already with the Bills?
No, that was the first year that I joined the Buffalo Bills. I don't remember if it was before I signed with them, mm-hmm. or in the, you know, in the phase where we weren't, I wasn't worth anybody. I mean, whether it was the Houston Gamblers, I think we merged with the New Jersey Generals with, you know, Herschel Walker.
Right, right.
As a matter of fact, Donald Trump was our owner. So
is that right?
I don't know. I don't know when exact that was, though.
That is so cool. And of course, Trump was the guest speaker last year at the commencement exercises there at Liberty.
Yes, he was. And I told my daughter, never forget that, because there's not many presidents of the United States will call out a student in the audience and tell them to stand up. So she was a little embarrassed, but of course honored that, you know, the president of the United States would call you out and, you know, mention you and mention your father. So it was pretty cool.
Boy, that was awesome, man. That was just so awesome. Jim Kelly, our guest this morning on New Mexico in the Morning. He is going to be here in Ruidoso next Saturday for a fundraiser for the Lincoln County Medical Center Foundation. And before that, now, you're going to address the Warriors football team on Friday night before their ball game, I understand?
That's from what I hear, yes, I am.
What's that like when you address a young men like that and inspire them?
You know what? I haven't done it in a while, but I have a football camp I've done for 32 years here in Buffalo at the stadium. And the bottom line is, for those guys, remember when they take the field, remember who you're playing against, remember that when you walk off that football field, you want the team on the other side, that individual that you played against, to know who he played and know what team they played and earn that respect. Because so many kids, if they have one or two plays that they don't do well, focus on each individual play at a time. Worry about your own assignment. Don't worry about somebody else's. If you do your job, then it's up to the guy next to you to do his job. But the bottom line is, my dad always told me and brought me up that, son, it doesn't matter whether it's basketball, baseball, football, when you're competing, make sure when that opponent leave that football field, leave that ball diamond, leave that basketball court, he remembers who he played against. Never play dumb, never play dirty. And my dad always told us that. And so every time we played, we wanted that. And I guess for me, it was a little easier because I had five brothers.
Right.
And I always wanted my older brothers to know that I was giving it my all every single play, that when I left there, you're saying, wow, now that's my brother. You know, I'm glad he's got that attitude to fight, to work, to make sure that he's the best when he leaves that field.
Boy, you ain't lying about that. And, of course, you know, throughout your career, you did that, played and took the Bills to four consecutive Super Bowls. What was that like playing in that big game?
It's a dream come true. I mean, for anybody out there, just to get there, even though we didn't win, to do it 4 years in a row, the never say die attitude of our team, the resiliency that we had, the never ever give up. And I think, to be honest with you, Tom, I think that the good Lord was just preparing me what I had coming up in my life. I mean, from the Super Bowls, and then having, you know, when I retired from the NFL, with my son being born with a fatal genetic disease and passing away and all those things. But to walk out on that football field and stuff, you know, my first one was Whitney Houston singing the national anthem.
Oh, wasn't that something? Did that send chills up your spine?
Without a doubt. And it still does. When I'm at a Buffalo Bills game and the national anthem plays, you just reminisce about when you were on the football field, when, you know, that Super Bowl 25 against the Giants. Mm-hmm. When you're a little boy, you grow up and you dream about being put in that position. But the thing is, I was blessed to have some Hall of Famers around me. We had a great leader in Marv Levy, our head coach.
Sure,
so
did.
I was blessed. I had so much fun. I mean, I enjoyed every single day, whether it was practice, after practice. We had fun. We enjoyed and we won a lot of games.
Yeah. What was it like to go against Aikman and Irving and Emmitt?
Well, you know, the thing is, I played against them before, and, you know, it's competition. And that's why they're in the Hall of Fame, too, because they were great. Mm-hmm. And I played against some good Hall of Fame. I mean, Lawrence Taylor,
right,
my first Super Bowl. There's, you can go down the block, all the Hall of Famers I played, but the game has so much changed now that you can't even touch a quarterback, which is good because you need your quarterback to be in there. But I don't know if you'd have guys that are playing now would still be playing if the rules were let's see how far we can bury this quarterback into the ground.
Right.
That's
right.
Pretty much was the motto back then. Let him feel it. Let him know who hit him. And I think I could put him a foot under if I hit him and just drill him into the ground. So that was the motto of the defense back in the day. But you know what? I'm glad to see it get better now because nobody wants to rely on their backups to win right. football games, especially as a quarterback position.
Boy, that is so true. Hey, how did you feel about Terrell Owens not attending the ceremonies this year at the Hall of Fame?
That's up to him. It was his loss, bottom line. I'm not going to get into it in detail, but for other Hall of Famers, we're honored to be there. We're honored to share that podium with the other guys, not only the ones who are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame that year,
right.
but all the guys that are there that come there that week and be able to share stories. It's his loss.
Right.
I mean,
right.
that's what he decided to do, and you know, if that's what he decided, God bless him.
Yeah, now, there's only 340 of you guys in that Hall of Fame?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. That is awesome to be among them. Our guest this morning is Jim Kelly, former quarterback, Pro Football Hall of Famer of the Buffalo Bills. Jim, you touched on the challenges in your life. And of course, no one was as challenged as your bouts with cancer. And I saw the ESPYs this year, and I saw your speech. And then you've had a second bout with it here recently. Your faith brought you through that, didn't it?
There's no doubt. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't my second bout. It was my third.
Oh, so third bout. Okay.
I'm on cancer number three now. And yeah, there's no doubt. And I said in my speech at the four F's, faith, family, friends, and fans, because my faith, there's no doubt that, you know, just like anybody, you go through a lot of things in your life. You start looking up and say, Lord, you know what? I've done screwed up a few times, but really all this because When I retired, you know, just like most people, you want to kick back, relax, enjoy your life
sure.
with your family and friends. And when I retired from the NFL, my son was born on my birthday, which is, you know, February 14th. And, you know, all the dreams that dads have of spending time with your son and teaching him sports and going to the outdoors, hunting, fishing, all that stuff. I dreamt about doing with my son, but unfortunately, at the time, God had different plans, and my son lived to be 8.5 years old, and he passed away. And then, of course, going through, you know, neck surgery, back right. surgery, I can go on. And then having cancer not once, not twice, but three times. You know, yeah, there are times where you look up and say that, really, do I deserve all this? And then you have to really, you know, dig deep down inside and realize what the good Lord's doing and he's testing. And my faith has gotten stronger. And thank God for that because you can't do it alone. And I've been very blessed to have a great family around me, my wife, my two daughters, and, of course, my five brothers have been by my side.
Right.
The good times, you know, when I played in the bad times when, you know, not only the Super Bowl, but with my son and with my cancer. So I've had good family support. But you know what? There's not everybody has yet. So the last thing, I just want to reach out to all listeners out there. If you know somebody's struggling, they don't have to have cancer. Whether they, you know, not having a good day, it could be your parents, could be your grandparents, could be a friend of yours. Man, walk up to them and talk to them and give them that smile and tell them to keep fighting and never give up because sometimes you need that person on your side to be able to pull you through some of those days. And I know the saying that I came up with and it holds so true. It's, make a difference today for someone who's fighting for their tomorrow because none of us know when that day is, only the good Lord does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can make somebody's day better by what you say and your attitude, then you know that you've definitely made the day of somebody that was struggling in that particular moment.
I'll tell you what, words of encouragement from Jim Kelly, the Hall of Fame quarterback and former quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Let's talk about your team this year. How are they doing so far?
Up and down. Good days, bad days. But you know what? I told even you know some of the reporters here that when I first was with the Buffalo Bills in 86, we went 4-12. The second year we were 7-9. The third year we finally made the playoffs.
Right.
But it takes time when you build around a quarterback. And I think Josh Allen is going to be a very good quarterback in this league. You need some help around him. There's no doubt. You make rookie mistakes, which, you know, you have to understand. And it's just going to take time. So it's called patience. And
right.
the Buffalo Bills fans have been patient for a long time.
They
you know
have.
What? We never give up, and there's still going to be 75,000 strong cheering our Buffalo Bills on, and hoping we just turn it around for the fans of Buffalo.
You know, I saw Patrick Mahomes Monday night in against the Broncos. That's a star that is on the rise, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's got a good offensive system around him. Andy Reid's one of the best coaches, one of the best offensive minds in football today. He puts him in a lot of good positions, but I like what I saw with Patrick Mahomes. I think he's a guy that definitely is on the rise. He's playing well and just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, and Baker, what do you think of Baker Mayfield?
I think he's a good quarterback, too. There's a couple of guys coming out this year that I thought was good, and I thought that you get enough good people around him, he will show what he's worth. So far, so good.
I tell you what, Jim Kelly, our guest this morning on New Mexico in the Morning, he's going to be here October the 13th, next Saturday, at the Lincoln County Medical Center Foundation, and going to be the guest speaker out there. Do you outline your speeches before you write your speeches?
Well, my speech, to be honest with you, comes from the heart. I used to be able to just get up there and speak with questions being asked from a moderator, but now I still have very little saliva. Mm. So I have a spray bottle that I have sitting right beside me and a big water bottle that's almost done because of the interview. So for me, I have a speech. I don't have no notes. I speak from the heart, but I also have a moderator that goes through some things that are pretty cool that I grew up with, some of the things I went through, some of the things that, you know, people got to look towards, and the part of never giving up when you're going through tough times. So I speak from the heart pretty much like I did at the ESPYs that you mentioned, and when you speak from the heart, it comes from inside, and that's what I want people to understand, that what we're doing there that night, next Saturday, we will be helping so many people in the New Mexico area to understand that we need support. You can't do it alone, but to build a hospital that will treat and make people tomorrow better by what they're doing today. Yeah. Well, Tom, I look forward to it. I thank you very much for the time also, and take care of yourself. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Jim Kelly, thank you very much. Our guest this morning on New Mexico in the Morning.